The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planning another business trip soon? When you fly Emirates, you can really make the most of your journey. Emirates offers a luxurious chauffeur-driven transfer from your door to and from the airport. You'll have access to the Emirates Lounge, where you can enjoy a drink, explore an international menu, or even take a shower. And on your flight, you can enjoy all the comforts of Emirates world-class service. Get more from your business trips with Emirates. Book now on emirates.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's ED News Briefly for Wednesday, 25th of October. I'm back at 5pm UK, midday Eastern for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get these episodes, though, ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of the Chevrolet Equinox being pushed back for its launch date. This is the cheaper Chevrolet that is coming. Now, the actual date is, well, they're tight-lipped about it at the minute, the exact production commencement, but it was meant to be in the summer this year, then it was moved back. Now we hear from the earnings call earlier this week, little nuggets of information dropping out of that, that the GM CEO, Mary Barra, saying the postponement might be a few months. Very important vehicle to get on the road. Well done, Tesla. Big milestone. Impressive threshold. 2,000 supercharging stations within the United States. That follows the recent news of 50,000 stalls, and they painted the 50,000th a striking ultra red. Tesla could be charging for those that go higher than 80%. The white hat hacker Green the Only on X-Twitter had a look at some code in the latest software update and says that there's the possibility of Tesla including congestion fees at busy superchargers only if you want to go more than 80%. Now, they did do this a little while ago, not charging a fee, but capping you at 80%. That was lifted pretty quickly. It just sort of set the slider to 80%, but you could always override it. So, are congestion fees a good idea or not? We want to see throughput on DC fast chargers and people not hogging these stations when you're at 98% and you're dribbling the last few electrons in. Some people do because they don't know any better. Some people do because they're just doing what they want to do and screw everyone else. So, interesting solution possibly there from Tesla. And staying with them, the Cybertruck once again has encountered problems whilst trying to charge. That's not good news 5 weeks out from the vehicle being launched. The third one in as many months seen on the Tesla Cybertruck forums, owners club forums, being towed once again from a supercharger station. So that's a pretty bad look, but they've got a few weeks to work out what on earth happened there. But the supercharging network, one of the best things about owning a Tesla, and yeah, Cybertruck owners will not want to have any issues there. A couple of big stories that I picked up. The first one was a new report about European EV registrations and how the difference is around them. North to south, really, like the Nordic countries, Norway, we know, Sweden, Finland, Netherlands as well. Not one of the Nordics, but they absolutely have a very high share of plug-in vehicles. Go down south and Italy and Spain are still really struggling. And then the big car markets that make up 70% of all registrations, the Germanys, the UKs, the Frances, they're also well on the way as well. But it is a pretty much a game of north versus south. On a global scale, though, the new International Energy Agency report that I found says that they are projecting that on a global scale, there's many things to watch. Firstly, that half of all two-wheelers will be on sale electrically in Southeast Asian nations, where they ride a lot of mopeds and scooters. That in Europe, they won't be left behind. By 2030, 65% will be new car sales electric. That's as the whole region. Now, some of the South Korean battery makers, the likes of LG, SK and Samsung, are watching what's happening with the strikes and the big three, the Ford, Stellantis and GM, and they want these new joint ventures factories, battery factories, to be unionized. 20,000 workers coming on, something like $28 billion of investments I've told you about recently, but I wouldn't be surprised if the South Koreans just pump the brakes a little bit and just wait to see how this all shakes out. And finally, the UK has £1 billion on the shelf to bolster EV charging, which hasn't been spent yet after 3 years. And that's briefly.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.